Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, beloved. Welcome to Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you begin each day with faith, purpose, and the confidence to keep winning God's way. Today, we're talking about learning to recognize God's voice. Our Bible text is from John chapter 10, verse 27, which says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." There is a story from the life and teaching of Christian philosopher and author Dallas Willard that I believe is especially helpful here. Willard spent years teaching and writing about hearing God, including in his book Hearing God. In one of his recorded teachings, he explained that recognizing God's voice is not something that happens automatically. It is something we learn through relationship and experience, much like recognizing the voice of someone we know well. He emphasized that God's communication is often gentle rather than dramatic, and that Scripture, our circumstances, and the quiet promptings of the Spirit can all become ways through which God guides us. Think about that for a moment. You can be surrounded by hundreds of voices and still immediately recognize the voice of someone you love. Because you know them, you have spent time with them, you have listened to them repeatedly, you have learned their tone. And this is one of the great lessons of our walk with God. Recognizing His voice begins with knowing Him. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Notice that He didn't say His sheep hear every voice. There are many voices competing for our attention. Fear, pressure, culture, people, our emotions, our past experiences, and sometimes our own desires. The more time we spend with God through His Word and prayer, the more familiar His voice becomes. God's voice will never contradict God's word. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it." Sometimes God's direction may come through a scripture that suddenly speaks directly into your situation. Sometimes it may be a quiet conviction in your heart. Sometimes God may use wise counsel or circumstances to redirect you. But we must learn to slow down and listen. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps you're standing at a crossroads. Maybe you're trying to make a major decision about your career, your family, your finances, your relationships, or your future. You may be asking, "Lord, what should I do?" Don't allow the pressure to make you move before you hear. Sometimes the greatest spiritual discipline is simply becoming quiet enough to listen. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And here's something important. Not every strong feeling is God's voice. Not every opportunity is God's direction. And not every closed door means God has rejected you. This is why we need discernment. James chapter 1 verse 5 tells us that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God. So today, don't merely ask God to give you an answer. Ask Him to teach you how to recognize His voice. Say, "Lord, make my heart sensitive to you. Help me distinguish your voice from my fears, my desires, and the noise around me." And when God speaks, we must be willing to obey, because hearing without obedience accomplishes very little. Jesus said in John 14 verse 15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Perhaps the reason some people struggle to recognize God's voice is not that God is silent, but that they have become too accustomed to ignoring what He has already said. Today, return to the place of listening. Open your Bible. Spend some quiet time with God. Put the phone away for a few minutes. Stop rushing. Ask Him to speak through His Word and give you wisdom for your next step. I pray for you today that confusion will not control your decisions again in Jesus' name. You will not be led by fear but by the Spirit. You will not be driven by pressure. Your spiritual ears are becoming more sensitive to the voice of God in Jesus' name. May God give you clarity where there has been uncertainty, wisdom where there has been confusion, and peace concerning the decisions before you. May you recognize the doors He is opening and have the courage to walk away from the doors He is closing. And may you never become so distracted by the noise around you that you miss the gentle instruction of your shepherd in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what voice has been influencing my decisions the most lately? God's word, fear, people's opinions, or my own desires? And ask yourself another question. When was the last time I became completely quiet before God? Not asking for anything, but simply listening. Action step for the day. Before the day gets busy, spend 10 quiet minutes with God. Read John 10 verse 27 slowly. Then pray. Lord, help me know your voice. Give me wisdom to recognize your direction and courage to obey what you show me. Write down any scripture, conviction, or clear instruction that stands out to you. Then measure it against God's word before acting on it. Remember, God is not trying to make you confused. He is your shepherd, and the shepherd knows how to lead his sheep. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, I want you to say this with me. I belong to God, and I know His voice. My heart is sensitive to His direction. I will not be controlled by fear, confusion, or the opinions of people. I receive wisdom for every decision before me. God orders my steps, and I have the courage to follow His leading. I walk in His peace, His wisdom, and His purpose today. I am led by God, and I am winning every day. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you because you are our shepherd and you have not left us without direction. Help us to know your voice above every other voice competing for our attention. Give us wisdom for every decision, peace in every uncertainty, and grace to obey when you speak. For everyone listening today, guide their steps. Let confusion give way to clarity. Let fear give way to faith. And let your presence lead them into the right places and away from what would harm them. May their day be ordered by you, and may they walk confidently in your purpose. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with me on Winning Every Day. If this devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who may need to hear God's voice clearly today. Until next time, keep listening, keep trusting, keep following Jesus, and keep winning every day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart. Open your eyes.